That better open the show. Welcome to the show, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Killer Collab Podcast. My name is Tone Deaf from Florida, Tony D. As always.
Okay.
That was that.
He's overexcited. Let's throw some horns out. Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Chris Lato.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Wonk, 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 wonk.
That's a different kind of horn.
Like everybody had a rough morning so far. So.
I don't know. It was rough,
We're
man.
Coming here to unwind.
Yeah, dude. I'm ready to, like, it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
What kind of day did you have?
I got busy, a house full of children and an Alzheimer's, how would you say it? Alzheimer's addict. A mother-in-law with Alzheimer's in my house.
And that's Mr. Joe Davison.
What's up, suckers?
So you wanted to get out of the house.
Okay, cool. Yeah, well, no, yeah, I just wanted to get the fuck here, man. I was like, I gotta go. Podcast, see you. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very good.
So, yeah. I don't know, man. Go. We have a guest today. Yeah.
I can't see him behind me.
He's a bad motherfucker, that's for sure.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
He is a champion. He's got the, like, solid most six-pack I've seen on a human, I think. Shows it off all the time if you follow him. J.R. Ridge.
J.R. Ridge made his BKFC debut last December. He defeated Gerald Gregory by first-round knockout.
And right here, just shows the power he has, the ability. Look at that nice, clean punches. Great opening fight, great opening debut.
Nearby Clearwater, Florida. As you just saw, one fight, one win in BKFC. He was a member of the United States Sancho national team. He was a bronze medalist in the 2006 World Championships in China. Feels that strategic entries and strategic exits are his key to victory.
Not only that, but picking his shots. Only punching when it makes sense. Understand that whoever wins these fights, usually the person who gets off first, so he cannot let his opponent get off first.
It's pretty nasty.
Do you do something cool when they announce your name? Like you have like a little thing. I remember the wrestler Barry O.
No.
He was my favorite. They'd be like, no, Barry.
We're not all 90.
Oh, and he'd do that. You don't do like any gimmicky.
I should though.
Yeah,
it's yeah, memorable.
I think you're thinking of wrestling.
Yeah, he's an MMA.
Yeah, wrestling.
Guy.
This
MMA.
Is a wrestling.
Bare knuckle. Bare knuckle. Bare knuckle, Joe.
Not the same.
Yeah, I don't think.
Oh, bare knuckle boxing.
Yeah, yeah. Fight for BKFC.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, I couldn't do that. I couldn't.
I go to KFC. That's the same.
So, what's the difference between bare knuckle boxing and MMA?
Gloves.
Gloves. Yeah, MMA is everything all put together. You know, kicking, kickboxing, boxing,
kicking, cheerleading.
So this is just. Flat out boxing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No kicking
I don't do the bare knuckle, but I was training for boxing for a while, for over a year. I was doing really well. I lost a ton of weight, and then we got hit by that drunk driver, and I wasn't allowed to do anything. My lawyers and doctors were like, "Don't do anything."
Yeah.
That was October. I put on like 40 pounds.
Jeez. Dude, you're actually lighter. It looks like you're lighter than last time.
I feel like I'm 5,000 times heavier than the last time I saw you.
No, I think I saw you.
I was like, he's going to make fun of me. I was like, I don't care. Yeah, I don't care.
I'm going to eat my breakfast before he gets here.
I'll tell you what, after my fight, though, I gained probably about 20 pounds.
Yeah? Is that just stress relief?
It's just...
All the muscle goes back to fat?
Yeah,
it's
just...
You're like, oh.
Yeah. Donuts.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
So when you're in training, what's your, like, diet? Like, what's your... How strict is your diet?
It's like pussy and,
chicken
like,
and...
What do we that's what we used to eat back in the day, right?
I eat it every day. I try to, at least.
Not me.
Man,
dude, I saw Tony's comment that somebody posted the other day. I've eaten ass more than I've eaten Chipotle.
No, that was Jessa.
And Tony puts same.
It's true. I have never eaten Chipotle. Never. I've never eaten Chipotle.
I mean, so you've eaten ass at least once.
Yeah, that's
at least.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, I start there. That's where I start. Bend over, baby.
Stick
it up. Let's go. I work my way around to the front. By the time I get there, I'm done.
It's true. It's definitely a true statement.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah. I'm not even. Anyways. So what do you eat before you fight?
Well, I have about a 6 to 8 week training camp, and then my diet's pretty strict. So I do all my carbs in the morning.
Mm. All right.
Get that out.
Like what? What is it? Primarily.
He's like, I eat a pizza.
I wish. I do like protein pancakes.
Okay.
Yeah, protein.
Already, pancakes. That's one more sounds step than terrible. I would do to make pancakes.
They're really good. Like, you wouldn't think they're, like, healthy pancakes. Like,
no, you know what's really good? Pancakes. Chocolate chip pancakes. Yes.
I have those.
Oh, okay.
Protein.
All right.
Chocolate chip pancakes.
Oh, well, all right.
So do you put like, anything on it?
Yeah, I do, like, sugar-free syrup. Yeah, I'm pretty lame. But
yeah, a little bit.
It just makes you think you're getting syrup. Right. You're like, I'm cheating.
I think it just pisses you off because so it's not real syrup.
It tastes, it's not bad. It's
when he's at the gym hitting that bag, he's like, fucking nuts. Syrup, motherfucker.
Yeah. Fake ass.
Right.
You get to that rig, it's Aunt Jemima. Wait, that's probably a bad analogy. It's Log Cabin.
Oh, so but breakfast, yeah. You have those pancakes. What do you
have the pancakes.
Yep. What's next?
And then lunch. As always, like lean proteins, chicken or fish.
Okay.
Yeah. Broccoli. Chicken and broccoli is like
the number one.
The thing.
The usual.
Yeah.
Spinach.
No.
Salad. Yeah. You know, just.
And you're not allowed to put anything on the chicken, right? It's just boiled.
Boiled
chicken.
Yeah, I actually bake it sometimes.
What is it?
Yeah.
What is it? 1812.
I don't
you
know,
have
my
boiled
girlfriend
chicken
she,
yet?
My girlfriend used to be like all into weightlifting and shit, and she would be like,
"Yeah, what was
boiled
his name?
Chicken and broccoli."
Yeah, it's disgusting. So. I would cut out, like, the sodium probably 2-3 weeks out.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah. So you're not retaining
that
water?
What did ass taste like? Right. Was it healthy?
It tastes like chicken.
That's it. Good answer.
All right. That's the show, folks. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would cut out the sodium about 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
But I definitely put, like, lemon pepper or Cajun seasoning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
you have
lemon
to.
Pepper, man.
Got it.
It's like the Old West up in there. He's like, just Tabasco. I can't taste anything.
So do you do, like, 6 small meals throughout the day, or do you just do, like your main meals? Like,
yeah.
You breakfast, lunch, dinner, or you do just 6 small?
6 small. It's basically breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then I have, like, a little snack, like an apple and a granola bar, like, in the morning half, and then in the afternoon half, it's another apple or an orange. It's and the sugar from those like helps your brain stay right. I don't know about you guys, but if like you don't have sugar, your brain just
tell
turns
me about
to,
it.
To mush.
The only time I drink sugar in the morning with my coffee, and then other than that, I drink nothing but water.
You were showing us like
no,
I drink sugar. It's in here.
It's in my coffee.
It's true though. Like if I drink just straight water and I don't have like a soda or iced tea or something.
Yeah,
you're right. Like your brain, I feel like I'm like
yeah.
Yeah, hypoglycemia.
Like, I feel like I'm in the clouds.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Like, I haven't had soda since February. Since
I haven't had soda in, like, 5
sick.
Years.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Very nice.
Yeah. Fuck soda.
Very
it's
nice.
Gross. It's the worst thing for you. I don't let it in my house. Yeah. My kids can't have it.
Yep.
And I get it. Any family member who's listening to this, I know who you are. Do not give them fucking soda.
Well, since my cancer diagnosis, I haven't had like soda, and then, like it was in my diet. But I still gained 25 pounds, so I'm trying to. Now that I'm cancer free, I need to, you know, change my diet and try to get healthier. And that's why that was for the reason for the health question.
You come out to the gym, man.
I have a whole gym. I have a whole gym in the front room. I don't know if you passed it. You passed right by it.
Yeah, you probably got your weird ass
curtains up. My curtains are up.
Yeah,
over
the
there.
Curtains were definitely up. I didn't see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's a full gym. Full
yeah,
gym.
Because he's like, I see a gym, I work out. Let's do it. I got my buddy Cheyenne's like that. I don't know if you ever met him. He's an actor from L.A., but used to be big in MMA. Cheyenne Buchanan. He went like 25-0.
Nice.
He fought with John Lewis and those guys back in the day, way back in the day. He's like that, dude. You can't take that guy anywhere. If there's a set of concrete stairs, guarantee he'll do 20 fucking pull-ups.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I'm like, dude, we're going to the movies. Can you just fucking stop it for a minute?
We have a little bit of ADD, I think.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
It.
Just
you're
totally
the guy on
like,
set, like when you're on a movie set, you start doing push-ups before the scene?
Yeah.
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 I know a few.
I mean, I'm not. I do like a push-up, like pop. I'm like, we ready?
The toilet paper roll ice cream.
Yep.
Yeah.
I used to love those.
Those are good.
The orange ones.
Yeah.
They were
the best.
So our ice cream man comes through our neighborhood once in a while, and we stopped and I got one of the screwballs. Remember
those? Oh, yeah.
No.
They were like the triangle ice cream. They had the little gumball on the bottom.
No.
They were like almost like an Italian ice, but a little like softer.
I always got the one with the mitt.
Damn,
I
haven't had one of these in
the middle?
Years.
Yeah, the gumball in the middle and the baseball mitt. That's the one
I
always get.
I remember those.
Yeah.
And the rocket pop.
Yeah, I did the rocket pop.
Red, white, blue one. Yeah,
the rocket pop. I always did the push.
Yeah, the Mickey Mouse with the
push pop. Did never did Mickey Mouse because I never fell for that shit even when I was a kid.
And they had the best candy too. Like they had Cherry Chans and the Lemon Heads.
Mm-hmm. Did you live in an ice cream truck?
No, when, in my neighborhood when I was a kid, they used to like every day the ice cream.
How are you not 400 pounds?
Dude, when I was a kid, I was like,
you're like, man, ribbed. On Tuesdays they had a strawberry flambé popsicle. That was the best.
I was so active when I was a kid.
I had to sell 2 GI Joe.
We had Mr. Softy.
They call me Ribcage.
I had Uncle Softy. We don't talk about him.
Yeah, no. My nickname was Ribcage when I was a kid because you could see my ribs. I was so skinny.
Yeah, I was that skinny too.
And then I got married and gained like 30 pounds and then got in a mortgage and ass. Sat all day and I was another 30 pounds. So kinda,
man. I kind of just been fat since the get.
Yeah. So I got a couple cool stories. I went to MegaCon Friday with my boys. And
would you say what you talked to?
So
yeah, how many cosplayers told you don't take pictures of me? Look at me.
Well, Kevin Smith was there on Saturday and Sunday. We missed him. We weren't there. But they had Jason Mewes, Brian O'Halloran, people from Clerks.
Yeah,
were there, and I didn't get to see them.
Yeah.
I didn't know where the hell they
this
were.
This is a great
set up.
Story.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Well,
so
how big was it?
So far, you're lost.
Dude, fucking MegaCon is enormous. Like,
yeah.
It's
yeah, I still can't get a table. That's cool, MegaCon.
It's the biggest con in the Southeast. So anyway,
it is.
So
it is the biggest
we
con.
We found our comic books and our toys and whatever. And we're leaving and they had an escalator going up and there was another escalator like attached to it.
Oh, man.
Going up the same way.
Did someone get hurt?
So no. So me, Bo and Jaden were going up the escalator and we're like halfway up and I look up and I hit Bo and I pointed and it's fucking Jason Mewes in the freaking escalator right next to us. So I was like, hey, like that. And he looked at us, and Bo was wearing a Leonardo Reapers hat from Clerks 2. And he said, oh, cool hat, you know, and he started talking. And he seems like one of those people that doesn't ever shut up. Like, he just talks and talks.
Have you
and
seen
talks
the movies?
Talks
really?
Talks. Yeah, fucking
that's
hilarious.
Why it's Jay and Silent Bob.
Right, and that's the whole point was
yeah, he doesn't
he
shut
met
up.
Jay and he never shut up. So he came up with the character of Jay and Silent Bob, and he never talked and Jay talked. But he was cool, and he was just talking to us for a little bit and then left. But he was cool.
Fascinating story.
Is it? Here's an even better story. Sure, yeah. So we're driving home, and I go the back way through 301 to Dade City. To
where we
I-75.
Dropped the hooker off that time?
Yeah.
Yeah, dropped them off.
Going 301 through Dade City, and I'm about to get on 75, and we're fucking hungry because we hadn't eaten. And I see a Hardee's up the street. Right before the interstate, or right after the interstate. So I'm like, you want to get some Hardee's? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, he wanted some Hardee's.
So we go to Hardee's, and we walk in this fucking place, dude, and it was like...
Full of lesbians.
No. The people behind the counter Monkey were Pucks. All gang members.
Yeah?
And the people on the other side of the counter were all like...
Were they
the rednecky, nastiest meth head people you've ever seen in your life.
Did you stop in Polk County?
It was Dade City, which
yeah,
is
well,
similar... So
it's
we
called,
walk in and we're like, so we get our food and we're like, we're sitting and they got my order wrong and I was like, I am not even going to say
it. I'm not going to fight with them.
You're going to get what you're going to get.
Yeah. I'll take a hamburger. Here's a chopstick.
So me and Jaden right, are sitting you. There. There's like a bunch of people in there. Me and Jaden are sitting there. We're like heads down just eating our food.
Well, and we know who would win in prison.
And I'm like, are we ready to go? And he's like, yeah. So we go, we get in the car and Jaden goes, why did I feel like everyone in that place wanted to murder me? And I'm like, because they probably did.
Like, well, they wanted to murder you.
So I apologize for taking
they were obligated to murder you.
I apologize for
you. You
were
my territory.
Yeah. Like you walked in, they're like, shit, now we got to kill a white guy. God damn it. Don't come in here, sir. And you're like, I'll take a cheese. They're like, stop talking.
So shit, I apologize.
Just get him out of here.
I apologize for taking them to sketchy Hardee's.
I don't.
It was
no, look good. At that experience.
Yeah, we had a great story.
I got a very similar
I was
story.
Scared.
It's like 91. No, 88 maybe. 1988. I'm with my dad. My sister lives in Kentucky. She needs some help moving some shit or whatever. My dad's like, why don't we take a weekend trip? Okay, cool. What are we taking? Let's take that 79 Impala that doesn't run well. Okay. Why not take the truck that's working perfectly? This is cooler. All right. We leave. We get, like, through into Atlanta. It's 1988. The car breaks down in the worst area. And I swear to God, it was like a scene out of, like, European vacation.
Vacation, the first one. They're
yeah. He's like, he's like, yo, get me out of get to third. Fuck your mother. Thank you very much. So, yeah, we come across. It was like all of it was like planes, trains, and automobiles and vacation.
Oh, my God.
Because it's my dad who is like, first of all, he's in like cargo shorts and flip flops.
Like really white.
A button down. Like,
plaid shirt.
Yeah, a button down that's half open with his chest showing. You know, he's an old sailor. She's got all these sailor tattoos. His hair's still in a 1950s pompadour.
Nice. Okay.
Right? He gets out of this Impala. And he just kind of leans up against it. He lights a fucking cigarette. He's like, Holmes. And I'm just in the car like. He's like, I need help. And he's like, four black dudes come walking up. And they're like, what's your problem? And he's like, I don't know, radiator hose or something. And they're like, well, pop the hood. And then they fucking helped him.
That's hilarious.
And I'm just like, how did he do that? How did he do that?
Sometimes you just luck out. Sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I don't know. Yeah. Or you just act. You just treat people normal.
Yeah.
Like you'd want to be treated.
Yeah.
It's funny. I booked a hotel. We went to Spooky in Orlando a couple years ago, and I booked a hotel, and I'm like, I'm just going to book the cheapest place I can find.
Yeah.
Red flag.
That wasn't a good
idea. Yeah, right.
Red flag.
So
yeah.
We get there.
How many dead bodies were in
the pool? I know. We get to the hotel, and there's like.
Don't touch anything.
There's prostitutes and walking across. And so we go into the hotel room, and they had a list on the
desk. What rooms had prostitutes?
No. They had a list of what everything cost. If you steal it. So if you steal the TV, your card's getting charged this. If you steal the desk chair, you're getting charged this. I'm like, I've never seen a list, like a stolen item wish list, I guess, where you can say, hey, I like this towel from this ghetto-ass hotel.
So what did you steal?
I didn't steal nothing, man. I was scared.
There's one of those lists when I went back to Stranger Things for my second day in my trailer. There's a list like that. Don't steal all this shit. This is what it costs.
Yeah, it was fucking.
But crazy. I had all new furniture and stuff in my trailer.
Very nice.
And my girl's like, you take me to the nicest places like that. So now, whenever she's like, why don't you find a place for us to go or something? I'm like, hang on. Because she always plans everything, like all our trips and everything.
Well, maybe she enjoys the risk.
So now my story is like, remember the last time I booked the hotel?
Well,
I don't have to deal with any of that.
You should have learned that as a man and a husband.
Yeah.
You do when she asks you to do something, you do it wrong so bad the first time.
Right.
She's going to ask you to go back and do it again.
Yeah.
And I did that, and it's working so far.
Yeah.
Nice. Very
so good.
My girlfriend expects me to do that. And I'm just like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
No, man, I got to go fight someone.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go make some money.
Let me be me.
Yeah. You want that Ferrari? Shut up.
Yeah.
My rule of thumb.
I love you. Don't hit me.
My rule of thumb booking hotels is always 3 stars or better, and that's it. Like, I don't even, just so I know it has the basic necessities, that I'm just like, I'm okay. Like, as long as it's cheap and 3 stars, I'm good.
And, it was spooky, so there was, like, nowhere else to go. Like, every hotel was booked the whole weekend.
I would have stayed in the car. Like, that's definitely a decision.
I've done that a couple times.
It's one of those, it's one of those hotels where you don't, like, you leave the comforter on it and you leave all your clothes on to go to sleep.
I wouldn't even sleep in the bed.
Definitely bed bugs in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't even sleep in that bed. No, thank you.
I was like, when I went to Miami, our hotel was like that. She said, we've only had 2 stabbings this week. Oh, my. And I was like,
well, it's just dead serious, probably.
Yeah.
Dead serious.
I was like,
and it was Tuesday.
Is that good? Yeah.
Yeah,
it was 12:01.
Is this hotel safe? Well, we've only had 2 stabbings this week, so yeah, we're pretty good.
Like, yeah.
Is that
all right, is there someone in my room right now waiting to stab me? Is this a game? I open the door, I got to dodge someone? What the fuck's happening?
I don't like Norman Bates. Just like Norman Bates stabbings.
I don't move in the shower. I don't move fast off the get go, but once it goes,
once you get
it, some speed comes up.
That momentum.
Yep. And it is just a freight train. I'm like the juggernaut, man.
Through a wall.
Nothing stops me. Tables, counters, ottomans.
Children.
Man, even when I was a kid, I was the same way. I've crashed through more chairs and dining room tables.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
I just throw those at people.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I have permanently damaged shins from crashing into end tables and coffee tables.
Day. Look, I got scratches. cuts everywhere. Bumps, crutch.
Why are your legs so red? Were you at the beach?
No, I was doing my stereo in the car, and my leg was hanging out. So I was like,
one leg.
Just fucking, I was sunburned. Right
what here. Does that mean, doing your stereo? Like, they didn't give you a stereo?
I was putting a new radio in.
In his new Camaro, he just bought.
Why didn't they already have a radio in it?
It did have a radio up. I put a better one in.
Do you notice how I parked? He took up two spots out there.
Yeah.
I always do.
That's what I saw that and I was like, what a douche.
I did that with the truck, too.
I was like, he traded the truck in, got a douche mobile, and now he's parking like a douche.
I love that fucking Camaro.
Fuck y'all. Whatever makes you feel better.
It does.
Yeah.
When people take two spots, I'll park right next to their door so they can't get in their fucking car.
Okay, I don't go that far. I just go, what an asshole. You're perfect in my face.
And if they say something like, hey, I'm in the lines.
Yeah. Is that what you tell your kindergarten teacher? She's like, you're calling outside the line.
I'm in the lines.
I'm in the lines, bitch! You carried that all the way over till now. You're like, I'm in the lines! I'm in the lines!
That aggression.
Yeah.
That aggression came from somewhere.
It's like a whip hand back over to your principal at the Walmart. He's like, never learns.
So, JR, you got a fight coming up?
Yeah, what's going on now, man?
My last fight was the 6th of this month. So, since I got cut in the doctor stoppage, I'm medically suspended for 3 months. I still have stitches in my lip.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You can't even tell.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you got hit in the face.
You want to see a picture?
Yeah.
It was a good fight, man. They actually had me up on the scorecard before the stoppage. But, you know, another crappy deal was that my asshole opponent, he didn't make his weight.
Was he too heavy?
Yeah, like.
By how much?
So we signed, the contract was for flyweight, so it was 125.
I haven't weighed 125 since birth.
And he weighed 160.
He weighed 129.9.
That's a lot when you fucking throw that into a shoulder.
Yeah, he was a bigger guy, man. And I took, and they're like, well, you can obviously you're gonna get some of his money, but it's up to you if you want to fight. And I was like, well, shit. And they're like, but you won't get paid. I was like,
won't get paid.
Yeah.
Why?
So, yeah. Because I didn't go to work, basically. But yeah, so I decided to go for it and fight, and then ended up being Dr. Stoppage. It was a damn good fight, man. Like I have to show you guys.
You gotta do it though, man. It's just like acting. You gotta do those dumbass roles if you want to get to that.
You gotta do what you gotta do. You know, and it was a definitely good fight. It is what it is. I'll get it back.
Yeah.
I was ranked number 5 in the weight class, and I don't know if the rankings messed up or I'm out of the top 5 now because he didn't make weight.
Right.
I'm not sure, but if it does, I'm already pissed.
You get penalized because he doesn't make weight?
I don't. But since I got
is that technically a loss?
Yeah, yeah. Yep. It was TKO.
But even if it wasn't, if he didn't make weight, he's out of contract. Wouldn't that be just a non-sanctioned fight?
There we go, guys.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
God damn.
Yeah.
When was that?
Oh, yeah.
The 6th.
Show that to camera.
Right in the camera. Too bright.
Closer.
There we go.
Aim it down a little.
Yep.
Yeah, they can, yeah, I don't know.
Bright.
I'm like, can you guys see that? I don't know.
Like, I don't. To me, I'm such a sissy. I don't understand how people can take a punch like that and, like, keep fighting.
Suddenly waving Ridge forward.
There we go. Faint and go.
Yeah. Alvarez really not wanting to get off first right now. It seems like he's continuing to wait to counter. He's waiting for Ridge to come in and try to throw hooks.
Go back to a JR Ridge Center photo meeting. Strategic entries, strategic actives.
I see blood coming out of Ridge's mouth. I feel like every time he gets hit, he's getting cut open.
Smile on the face of Daniel Alvarez, then the jab.
There we go.
Quite clowning from Alvarez to Ridge, but a bit of playfulness, dropping his hands. Walk forward pressure now from Alvarez.
Go, Daniel.
See the feel faith it. On the level change from Ridge. Jab again right from Daniel right Alvarez. Right.
Harry slip. Yeah.
One, two missing from Alvarez.
Two body body.
Two not there. And the counter from Alvarez on the left hook. I would try and go home. The mouth of JR Ridgely.
I mean, I don't do – I haven't been in a ring like you have, man. Like, I haven't gone against real opponents, but my trainer's pretty solid, and I've taken a couple solid hits to the face and the ribs and shit. Where the next day you can't breathe, you're all bruised up, and then your chiropractor's like, your rib's out of place.
And now get hit like 80 times. Like, that's.
Yeah, I do that. I
don't know how you. How do you take.
How long are your rounds? Pain?
With bare knuckle, it's 5 2-minute rounds.
So, okay, that's quick.
Yeah, it's quick. I
Those
mean,
are they, quick they, round. Not really. Because when you're in it, 2 minutes is like moving like slow.
Yeah, yeah. Like the other styles of fighting that I've done. It's always 3 minutes, but the 2 minutes, it goes by pretty quick. And the reason why I get it, the reason why that they want it 2 minutes is that they want, like, constant action. Yeah. And with bare knuckle, man, it's a lot. Like, I never thought I would do bare knuckle. Like, I thought it was crazy when it first
came out. Yeah, it sounds like something I want to try.
What got you into bare knuckle? How'd you get into bare knuckle?
So I was looking – I was training again, and I was looking to do some pro Muay Thai fights up in New York.
Yep.
And I don't know if you guys ever heard of Julian Lane. He was on the UFC show back in the day. He was Red Mohawk. He was,
I can't remember
he was
him.
Let me bang, bro. Remember he was like,
yeah.
He had like a meltdown on the show, and he's like, let me bang. Well, anyways, he kind of – that's where he got his fame from. And, you know, he's one of my buddies now. And he
– You're like, I love him, but he's crazy.
Yeah. No, he's actually a good guy. They portrayed him – You know, it's always a story on the shows.
Yeah, man. You can't believe anything you see.
Right, right. But he took it, and then that's, you know, he always is yelling, let me bang. That's his thing. So he was in town one time. He met my coach. And
I thought that was Ricky Martin's thing.
She bang.
She bang. Yeah. And he was, he came to meet my coach, and my
what
coach.
Is he, first of all, what does he know about she banging anyways?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Continue. Sorry.
You don't Menudo. Think he slept with women before he went gay?
You know how much pussy
he didn't go gay?
Like,
what are you talking about? It's not like he was like,
no, you
what are you doing?
When you come out of the closet, like he probably had a rep to protect dude doing his stuff until he came out of the closet.
Dude, Menudo, man. Like, they were like the boy band.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he had to play straight back then because they didn't do gay.
Back then. If you didn't know just by looking at that.
I mean, you can't say that either.
Because you can.
No, you can't.
Of course you can.
Cannot.
You can say whatever you want. It's freedom of speech. Yeah. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
So angry.
What are you going to do?
So angry.
What are you going to do?
Look at you.
What are you going to do? Sorry. We totally took the stage from you, sir.
No, you're good. Julian Lane, yeah.
Yeah.
He was. He's a big name in bare knuckle. And there was a guy that dropped out of a fight, and they were like, hey, like, Julian was like, I know a guy that can step in for this fight.
Yeah,
he's legit. He's good.
You going?
And I did
you do it.
I
did you win?
No. So like, so in the beginning.
So far.
Yeah. So what had happened was. So what had happened was the reason why there was a problem is because the guy's opponent didn't want to sign the contract because he wanted more money, basically, and it was like 3 weeks out. And I
the problem was the guy had really, really big knuckles.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to fight him.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was gonna fight. I was preparing to fight the guy that they were gonna have me fight. And I've trained with him before. I've sparred him before. He's, you know, a friend of mine now. And last minute, his original opponent finally signed the papers. So,
oh man.
So they kept me in the, you know, they kept me around, and then, you know, now I'm signed with BKFC.
That's dope. Yeah. What does that get you? Do you still have to, like, go hold down a job?
All I do is train other people.
Okay.
They have private clients.
Yeah.
And train myself.
Right.
And
he's like, they have a book of religion I have to follow.
That's it.
Yeah.
So it's actually just your fit. Like, they don't tape your hands or nothing?
Yeah, they – you get your wrist taped all the way up to your knuckles, and – your knuckles are exposed.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's a powerful punch right in the jaw somewhere.
Yeah.
Or the throat dish.
Yeah. Yeah. Sleep
like,
real quick.
If you get a good, like, you get cut quick.
Did you like that? You like, did you ever do MMA and regular boxing and stuff like that?
Yeah, I didn't get into MMA because I never wanted to do the jiu-jitsu part. All
right.
So the sport that I fought professionally is called Sanshu. It's basically like Muay Thai.
Yeah.
But it's kickboxing with judo. Mm-hmm. So you can punch, kick, elbow, knee, and throw. Catch legs and throw. But
punch,
you get
kick, elbow, knee.
And throw.
Punch, kick.
And you like bare knuckle punch, better kick, than
elbow,
all
knees
of them?
And toes. Yeah, it's
elbow,
definitely exciting.
Punch, kick, elbows, yeah. Knees, and throws.
I never thought I would do bare knuckle.
So in a fight, how many times do you get like hit in the face?
1,000.
Can't count it. Yeah.
Hundreds of
you
times?
You can't count it. You can't count it.
I don't understand, like, how can a person take that much punishment just, like, keep going?
Some people are wired differently.
It's incredible.
I like it.
He looks great.
I like it. Like, it's weird when people are like, I don't know how you get punched in the face.
Like, you like getting hit?
I like getting punched in the face.
So if I came up to you and punch you in the face, you'd be like, thank you so much.
No, but
I would have to give you one back.
Yeah, you gotta fuck you up.
Think like you have another.
Like a slap fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, those get
pretty crazy. When I was training boxing, I had to do 3-minute rounds. Yeah. And I got up to where I was doing 12 3-minute round boxing sparring.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. With minute breaks in between. That was the height of my best at boxing I was getting, and I was getting pretty good, man. You if you drop for a minute, you're gonna get hit 16 times. There's no, you can't put one down long enough to not get hit.
Right. You should start coming.
And I got I got what's called a slow neck. That's what I call it, because for some reason when I'm up, right, and here comes his right. Let's say you can move any direction and still maybe get a fucking punch in somewhere all around this line, right? It's anywhere in this over that line. But this fucking thing right here, this goes into the shot because it doesn't know how to not – I can't move it fast enough.
Right.
Yeah. I'm doing exercises where I'm just like this because my neck doesn't know to get out of the fucking way.
Maybe you should do the Mike Tyson style where he was kind of
that's what I'm being trained in. Mm-hmm. This little bunny hop, little fucking down, because Tyson would drop all the way down.
Yeah, he'd drop and come up with an uppercut.
Oh, yeah. I'm studying this guy from the 1920s, this Calhoun guy, I think his name was. This guy looks just like me. He was 250 pounds. He fought Joe Frazier, maybe? A big name back in the 30s and 40s. Whoever big name boxer was back then. Joe Frazier.
Like Jack Johnson, maybe.
Somebody.
Marciano.
Somebody big. And this dude would drink an entire fifth of vodka before he got in the ring.
And it's probably smoked a couple cigarettes.
Jack Dempsey.
And he fucking would eat fish loaded in garlic. He would get in their face and just breathe on them.
What an asshole.
Dude, yeah. And they would just be like, they couldn't fucking handle it.
That's not professional courtesy. That's terrible. That's
well, not. Dude, this guy is, we're actually, Jeremy, who you met. You met Jeremy in the party scene.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He boxes.
He's a trainer.
He came out to my gym.
Yeah, he's a trainer.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He's not bad.
Yeah, he's the guy who's been beating me up for a year and a half.
Yeah.
He's been using you for practice.
You guys should come out on Saturdays to spar.
I would love to, man.
It's open sparring. He's come out there. He's come out.
Yeah,
there
he's tried to get me 1,000 times. I can't get out there because between the kids and just, I can't. I have no time. And that sounds like an excuse. It's not, though. I have an infant baby and a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old and a special needs. Well, the 15-year-old doesn't count. We never see him, but whatever.
Maybe if you plan it.
Yeah.
Maybe
so,
you guys come out.
What was I saying?
Jeremy.
About your neck.
Jeremy is.
Oh, yeah. So he's been trying to teach me how to get my neck out of the fucking way. And I just can't. I'm moving like, you know how the old Batman, 89 Batman, Michael Keaton?
Oh, yeah.
That's how this part of my body moves in the ring. I don't understand it. It's like this all one bone connected to my head, and none of it moves right.
Well, how long have you been training for now?
Long time, a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do a lot. I mean, I'm pretty good on the heavy bag, the speed bag. I can do the ball, the headband ball thing. That I'm really good with that. I like that. And I'm good at boxing. But I can't.
So you'd probably be a champion boxer if it wasn't for your neck.
My biggest issue is getting my neck to move. But I'll just take the hit. I'll just be like, bam. All right, whatever. Because I can't move my head fast enough. But I can get around it if I move.
Well, look at Butterbean. Butterbean is just... He just
Butterbean would just go in there.
Butterbean, yeah, he was a bad man.
Yeah, he was. He could take some hits too. He just okay.
Oh,
he just took hits.
Jeremy has come straight out. Jeremy has jabbed straight out to my face. Bam.
Oh yeah.
Full contact. Boom. Oh, you all right? Yeah.
See, I can't do anything like that because my nose is so far out. Like, yeah.
I hate pain.
Like, even if I wore like this, my nose points out so much it would break every single time.
Yeah, that's your nose is definitely one to break.
Yeah, it'll break easily. Well, that's why it looks like this, because it was broken so many times on the side that you could see it. Like, it never healed correctly. So I got to fix that. But like I said, if I ever, like, it would be shot every single time. Like, just a jab. Broken. Okay, thanks. I don't know. Maybe that. Yeah. Maybe I need that to get it fixed. Just break it. And just
break it back.
Just have, yeah. Reset it.
Like, hey, how's your septum? Is it deviated?
Severely. It's like an S.
All right. That's so cool.
I'll think about getting that fixed too.
Yeah. Fix your septum. That sounds like another issue.
I have many issues. Your septum. I have many issues.
You have a bent septum? Yes, I do. Take this pill.
What? It'll help you forget about your
septum. Yeah. Right. It's called ecstasy.
And if you touch the wall.
Yeah.
Touch the wall.
Here's a foam party and some ecstasy.
Have you been knocked out? Like, no.
The closest I've been knocked out was in it was probably 2006, maybe. I fought a Russian and the world championships.
You say, I must break you.
Yes.
Notice how he prefaced that with, I fought a Russian. He didn't need to say anything else after
that's
that.
That's it.
Yeah, I fought a Russian in 2006. I was knocked out. Anyways, I got a new car yesterday. That's all we need to know. He fought a Russian in 2006, knocked him out. He woke up yesterday.
Yeah. And somehow I'm fighting again. I don't know.
He was 8 years old when he got knocked out.
No, but he hit, like, I've never been hit so hard by a man that weighs the same amount as me.
All right.
Yeah, well, how can they hit so hard? What's over there? Chernobyl?
Yeah, I think it is.
Like, is that what gives them their fucking weird mutant powers?
Yeah.
That's how they run through the snow in their underwear and drink vodka. And
wrestle bears.
Yeah, invade countries.
Yeah.
They don't even know what they're doing. They're just like, we don't know. We go now, mother country. Was that Russian?
I don't think so. I don't know what that is. So between each fight, do you have to, like, go through, like, testing? Do you have to test you for, like, enhancers or, like, anything like that?
Bare Knuckle doesn't do any drug tests.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, I'm not going to say.
I'm pretty sure that's why I got it. Dude. That's why the Russian got it.
Yeah.
Bang!
Dude, here's what we do. I'm the unsuspected underdog. Right? We're going to put me in there with, like, the biggest dude you can find. Coke me the fuck up right before I go in the ring.
And just go in. And
just let me go in, and I'll just be like the fat Wolverine.
Dude, Joe, I totally forgot that.
This is happening next week.
The brother of the president of BKFC owns Celebrity Boxing.
Okay. I'm not that big yet. I'm not a celebrity.
We got to get you in there.
Tanya Harding was on one of them.
Yeah, she's in the news.
You're I'm not biggest Tanya
in
Harding.
In 92. In 92.
No way am I as big as Tanya Harding. No way.
Dude, we could get you in there, man.
I did make a movie about her.
Make it happen. I'll do it.
All right.
You're probably as big as Nancy.
I want to fight like...
you'd basically
Paula fight. Jones she fought, I think it was.
I'll fight Paula Jones.
You'd fight some... A boxer, since you're the celebrity. Like, you know, that's not
fair. Oh, celebrity boxing is a celebrity against a real boxer? Yeah.
Logan
Paul. You can put that's Logan not Paul.
Good. Or, like, two celebrities fighting each other.
Then they do, like, the YouTube, the YouTuber fights and all the bullshit. Like, I hate watching.
Who would I fight, man?
I think you should just fight Logan Paul.
You should
Paul
fight Greg Brady.
Anyway, they come up in there. Be like, taking your $1 million bag, bro.
You should fight Tony Danza.
I would fight. I'd be like, who's the boss now, bitch? Yeah. And then he'll hit me and I'll be like, the boss. He'd be like, I am.
Dude, he was a legit guy, too, boxing.
Yeah, he was a boxer. Yeah.
You just fight Sly, you'll be fine.
Stallone? No way.
Why not?
I mean, even if he is a fake boxer,
he's like
in movies,
82.
But he is. Dude, you've seen
that's the only time he's going to have a chance.
Yeah, I won't have a chance against him now, dude. You seen that guy?
He's still on roll.
You know how
back.
Tall he is?
He's that like motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's my height. He's my
short.
Size. Do you ever Man, that motherfucker will come at you and hit you in the ribs. I guarantee that six of these will be in five of those over here. That's what's going to happen. Oh, you know, you're not ready for a hit like that.
Yeah.
Trust me. Stand like this and let someone just tag your sides.
Oh,
like,
oh, I've had that. I don't want that.
That's a broken rib. Yeah. Yeah, Jeremy's done that to me, man. We'll do a straight up in the corner. We do a minute solid punching bare knuckle into the stomach. At least we did up until like 8 months ago.
Fuck that. I'm the guy that hits the light switch on his elbow and cries for like an hour because of it. Like, that's me. I tried to avoid fights when I was a kid.
Yeah. I
didn't fight. I don't want to fight.
I suck at fighting. I hate getting hit.
But I want to be able to fight if I have to. Right?
Yeah.
I don't want to fight anybody.
See, I never wanted to fight either. Yeah, like, I never was the guy like, meet me at the flagpole. You know what I mean?
No, but I'd beat them at the flagpole.
Yeah.
I'd be out there. Yeah. All right, I'm here.
So
what
why
do
you
do
have
do?
All this aggression now, JR?
I don't know.
It's not aggression.
You know, it's
energy.
It's why energy.
Why do you
want to
beat people's faces in the mouth?
It's not. It's boxing. Even though it doesn't seem technical,
it's very technical.
It is absolutely 1,000% mind only, because you have to tell your body in milliseconds, move your foot back, balance.
But how much of that is muscle memory, though?
It's probably all reflex.
It's
right?
all reflex.
Yeah,
all reflex. And
but to get there, you have to be mental, man.
Absolutely.
Because you can't do it. It's so hard. Your videos are – watch your videos. You don't have to. Watch his videos. Like, dude, everything is just – it's every day, all day, only thinking about that fight or having to do that. And that's what your body – it's hard,
yeah, it's
man.
Just, it's
hard to do.
Like,
yeah.
It's definitely instinctive. Like, you train so long, so much.
Yeah.
You know, it's – some of the things that I tell, like, the people that I train, it's like it's action for a reaction. If you do something, you're going to get a reaction from them. So you have to give them another reaction.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's all in.
It's like improv mirroring.
Yeah.
Do you fight locally?
It's almost like Meisner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever fight locally? Or are you always?
You should apply that in your next fight.
Right. No, my last, the one I had in December last year was in Tampa at the Hard Rock.
Oh. Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Think about it. If you could like get in and just read their... and mirror their fucking movements
right.
for a minute, that'd fuck them up.
It would.
That'd fuck them up. You're just doing a little acting on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then turn it up on them.
Do you have another fight coming up?
Nothing scheduled, but I told my manager.
Like, how often do you fight?
Like, I would like to fight, like, every 3 to 4 months.
Mm.
But if you get cut, like, it's tough in bare knuckle.
So you say you're out for, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
So... do you have to wait another 3 months to actually get another fight, or can you book another fight right away after the 3 months?
No, I can book another fight right away.
Because you can keep training.
Yeah, yeah. Like, right, I took a couple weeks off, ate like shit.
We all did.
Enjoyed myself.
I've been doing that since 1991.
But yeah, no, like, I'm going to, you know, I'm talking to my management, and I want to get back in there because I'm pissed about that loss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
you should be.
It hurts even, like, after the fight, like, you get all those people... you know, in the peanut gallery, you know, all the media people, like, you read some of their comments. Like, one really stuck out to me that pissed me off. And they're like, he said, basically he was giving his 2 cents on the whole entire fight card. So he listed me first, too. He was like, J.R. Ridge, not what we thought he was. And I was like, it wasn't my fault that I got cut. I mean, it kind of, but it wasn't my fault the doctor stopped the fight.
Yeah.
I would have kept going.
Yeah.
I was up on the scorecards.
Yeah.
You know?
How much time was left?
It was like five rounds. No, they stopped it at the fourth round. There was like a minute and 20 left.
How many rounds?
Five.
Mm.
Yeah.
You could have kept going.
I could have kept going.
You had one more round.
Yeah, doctor stopped it.
Yeah.
Mm. So what's your record?
In bare knuckle, I am 1-1 now. But all together with all my other fights...
So you just started doing bare knuckle.
Yeah, just started. Yep. I'm 11-5.
That's not bad.
Yeah, 11-5.
It's above average. Yeah. So he could take you.
Yeah. He could probably take me, no problem. No, if he would come up on me, I'd be like...
You just throw your wallet at him.
Like, yo, here, take it.
I was gonna swat a bee off.
Here's my car.
That was Patsy on the shoulder, man.
Yeah, he was saying hi.
So that guy that said that shit about you, you want to beat him up?
Yeah, what's his name? Let's go, Kevin Smith his ass.
Dude, like he's just a media guy.
He's probably a guy that never fought ever. Listen, in his whole life.
Exactly.
And he's an expert.
I learned
he was just from the media.
Yeah, and I'm like I screenshotted it. Like I'm gonna print it off, put it on the wall. Like there you that, go. Like that motivation. Pissed me off. Yep. Like I'm coming back.
Man.
And whoever they put in front of me, I feel sorry for.
Yeah.
The next round. Yeah, I feel sorry for them.
Yeah. Motivation.
Yeah, it is definitely motivation.
It's like Zoolander. You like misread it. You're like model idiot. Model
idiot.
Oh yeah.
Hello.
Why don't you turn your phone off, bro?
It is off.
Rookie. That didn't sound off to me. Sounded like it was fucking ding dong and dangling along.
Your ding dong is what.
Well, all right. Let's not talk about that, guys.
Oh man.
But ladies, if you want to see it, just send a message to my wife.
No one wants to see an oversized clit. Okay.
Are you talking about my wife?
No.
Okay. I was going to say.
Talking about your penis.
Should be honored that you said that.
Oh. I saw the movie Men yesterday.
You saw what?
You saw Men.
The movie Men.
Speaking of oversized
clit. I still haven't watched that yet.
Fuck. Like. Fucking weird. Did you see Hereditary?
No.
Yes.
It was weirder than Hereditary.
Weirder than Hereditary?
Yeah.
That's impossible.
There was one point, thing was happening on the screen, and me and Jaden were like,
is that your son?
Yeah. We looked at each other like, what the fuck is happening?
You know what movie I saw with my grandmother? Kiss of a Spider Woman. Do you know what that movie's about?
No.
It's about a guy, undercover cop, who goes into prison to find out who killed this woman and falls in love with his inmate, and then they have a relationship and have sex.
So it's like prison.
I was 12.
Oh my god.
There's a whole scene in a gay bar where there's dudes jerking dudes off.
Oh my god. I think you were watching a different movie.
No, it was called Kiss of the Spider Woman.
Interesting.
Look it up. It won like
it won an award. Awards. It won the best picture that year, I think.
Yeah.
Not Deborah Winger?
I don't fucking know.
Someone's winging.
I was just like.
I don't know if it was Deborah Winger or not.
You hit puberty then.
I don't know what happened. But ever since then, I love spiders and men.
We know. He doesn't hide it well, Asian.
I love spider men.
I learned this today. So here's a fun fact. So you know who Scottie Pippen is?
Yes.
No.
He doesn't watch sports. So anyway, you know Future, right?
Yes.
The rapper?
Yep.
Okay. So when Future was a little kid, he asked Scottie Pippen for an autograph. And Scottie Pippen said no. 20 years later, Future slept with his wife and is now the reason they're divorced.
Nice.
Like, that's the long game.
Well,
Michael
Jordan slept with his wife, too.
Michael Jordan hasn't slept with Scottie Pippen's wife, right?
I mean, how do you think I get a pair of Jordans over here?
That's fucking brilliant.
He's like, I have a proposal. Sold. New Jordans every year? Yep, take her. Whatever. Bye, babe.
Bye.
She's already a mouthful.
So Future had the long game going on that motherfucker. So you're not gonna
That's
my
good.
Shit?
That's good.
I'll fuck your
it
wife.
It reminds me of this woman
now.
I know who stole my movie, and then I had to summon an entire plague on the planet to fucking make it stop her from making it.
What the hell happened with that,
dude? She stole my movie. Yeah, she took it and a fuck ton of money.
And you can't? Can you like?
No, because the contract. No, the contract I have in one of the finer paragraphs. States that she can take the script and do whatever she wants with it. Which I didn't read that part. I didn't see it. It wasn't clear. It wasn't clarified.
Damn.
They use like legal mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, so whatever. I just wanted to get a movie made. I didn't have any idea that she would stop it on day 8, take over 300K, and then leave.
Bitches.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what women do best.
But
did she make it?
They have since made it.
No.
Yeah, under a different name. So, but I feel that COVID is totally, I'm totally responsible for that.
You're responsible for COVID?
Yeah, I know the day I did it because I was so angry and had no idea. There was nothing I could do. I couldn't fight her. I couldn't get it back. She took it. It's gone. It's all crashed to the ground. I had to get a job at a car dealership, and I went, I'm going to fucking destroy her any way I can. And the next day, COVID was announced.
You wished COVID on everyone.
Yeah. I summoned a plague to stop this bitch. And then a year later to the date, I had the money to go make sorority.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Stranger things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
That was before that, though.
Not what I meant.
But I think she thought what she got was a dude who didn't know what he was doing. And she was just going to walk all over him.
Yeah.
And you wish COVID on her.
Yeah. And
well, you wish some other disease on her, and then COVID just happened.
Well, I just wish the end of her existence or something, yeah. And then I somehow destroyed the planet.
Was she a friend?
No.
Like before?
Not really. I met her through a LinkedIn, I think. And we talked on the phone a few times, had a couple Zoom meetings. I thought she was legit.
And did then, you think she was too legit to quit?
Yeah. So yeah. At one point, I may have.
Damn.
But then, you know, you learn, man.
Hi.
You learn.
Hi.
So I learned that...
have your lawyer read the contract.
Yeah, I learned to just raise the money by myself. I'm not going to let anybody else
come and use your it. Lawyer. Yeah, that's what lawyers are for.
And now I have a lawyer in LA who's a pretty big lawyer, so
yeah.
Nobody can fuck
that. That's what lawyers are for. They read those fine prints.
Yeah.
That's what lawyers are for.
But at our level, you know, you're like, you're just so hopeful to get money to make a movie.
Yeah, of course.
You don't give a fuck who's giving it to
you. The hardest
you.
Part of the whole process.
Muslim wash it for you? Yeah, okay, come on in. Bring it in. What is it, terrorist? I don't care. How much do I get out of it? Can I make my movie? Sure. You need how much back? In cash? All right. Like, who cares? I'm just making a movie.
Right.
Making the movie is the easy part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Finding okay.
That fucking money and shit, that's the hard part.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Like, oh, right. Making the movie is the easy part.
Yeah, like
right.
Doing the actual production. Like,
I don't know where I went with that. It is. It is.
The before and the after is the two hardest.
The money part. Is the hardest shit to do because not only do you have to track it down. Where is it? Who knows? I don't know. Who's got it? You got it? He's got it? You know somebody who's got it? She knows somebody who's got it? Does your aunt have it? Do your mom? Does this dude have it? Do I got to blow that guy to get it? Does he got to blow her? Is she fucking him? Who's got to fuck who to get some money? What train do I got to get on to get the goddamn money? Whose circle jerk do I have to join? Where do I have to go? Who's signing? And then in the end, you're going to get fucked anyways. But you keep doing it time after time after time after time.
Yep.
Yeah. And where, you
we're
know.
Sick in the brain.
And sometimes you'll meet an investor and they're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go to lunch. And you go to lunch and let's go to lunch. And you go to lunch and they want to take you out to fucking dinner and wine and dining. And we're having a party this weekend. You go over to their fucking place with your family and hang out. They never put fucking money in. They're
they never
playing,
do.
They're just playing the yeah. fucking game.
Yeah.
I've learned.
They have fun with it.
I've learned. Over the amount of money that I've raised, which is somewhere probably around $2.5 million in total, that when an investor's serious, they don't talk about it. Yeah.
They're just like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Here you go.
Yep.
Yeah. Here you go.
Pretty much.
When do you need money? Tuesday? All right. Send a wire.
Yep.
The guys who aren't serious take weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks.
They
and weeks.
Drag it on you.
And they talk on Zoom and they talk about other things. They talk about ideas and they talk. And you have these two-hour conversations with them and their partners and their partner's dog. And it's going nowhere. It leads you nowhere.
That sucks.
At least it would like what you do. You can get in the ring and beat the fuck out of somebody. You know this like, fucking...
That's the thing. I was like...
Well, your blood's on the mat, bitch. Like,
we think he's sick in the brain because he's getting beat the right. fuck out of it. But no.
No, it's us.
He knows what's happening. Like, he's like, all right, I'm going to go in this ring. I'm going to fight this fucking guy. I'm going to get a check at the end of the money, at the end of the night. And I'm going to go home and have some pizza. And
maybe
you are like the fucked in the head.
Point. I don't think you go home and eat pizza after a fight. You probably go home and like soak your balls in ice. Maybe have some titties.
I go eat. This last fight I ate barbecue.
Like after you haven't eaten like shit food in a while, like does it make you feel like gross or
bloated?
Yeah.
Like your stomach is like
I hate
gas
that feeling.
And bloated. I hate like, it too, whoa. But it's so good.
It's every day for me.
It's so good.
It's like I always look at food and I'm like, dude, that looks so good. And then you eat it and you're just like, why the fuck did I eat that? Like McDonald's, a classic McDonald's.
I stopped eating McDonald's.
You see that quarter pounder, you're like, damn, that sounds really good. It's some fries. And
I think
you
it's
eat
been,
it and you're like, oh, the mixed stomach ache.
Right. But it was so good.
I think it's been about 2 weeks.
Terrible.
Since I think someone's at the door.
He's here.
Yeah.
He's in the green room.
Oh, okay. It's been about 2 weeks since I've had McDonald's. I don't want that shit anymore. It's my kids love Happy Meals and shit. I'm going to get them. I don't want it. And it's expensive, dude.
Oh, it's fucking crazy, dude.
Now, yeah, it cost me $19 the other day to get my three kids food. And I was like, this used to be like $8.
Right.
Yeah, you used to be able to get like a quarter pounder of cheese value meal for like.
This hasn't gone up.
$6, $7. It's like almost $10.
Same price.
Now.
Same price.
It's still $7. It's, well, it's like $5.
Still $7.
It's like $5.90.
Yeah, the fucking ghetto Hardee's. I got a burger and fries and a drink. And it was like $13. And I'm like,
What? Well, that brings me to what the fuck is happening on the planet right now. Because I feel like we're taking a giant step back as a society in America on a million problems.
Yeah.
You know they want to stop interracial marriage.
Because we have a fuckstick in office.
You haven't heard about this? No, it's a whole new thing come out yesterday.
What the hell?
This is so that's Texas, though. They're trying to revoke interracial marriage being legal.
Yep.
Tennessee made it illegal to camp publicly. So if you camp in Tennessee outside, like you're fucking homeless, it's a felony. You go to prison.
Well, that's good. Well, now they got three meals, a place to sleep.
No, dude. It's in slavery. Camping. It's enslavement. Listen to what I'm fucking telling you.
Oh, no, we got it.
They're doing it to get people to go to prison so they can have workers. This is a thing. I guarantee is happening.
Workers camps?
Tennessee is the first state. It's happening.
So it's happening right now in Tennessee. That anybody that's homeless, they're sending them straight to prison.
And you know what the thing is? Here's the thing. So they wanted to close the border of Mexico, right? And they're like, oh, we don't want the Mexicans coming in here and, you know, taking our benefits and our money. And I'm like, who the fuck is going to pick strawberries? And who the fuck is going to pick, you know, the vegetables? That's what they do. They bust their fucking ass when they come here.
They are.
And they work their ass off on all the jobs that nobody wants to fucking do.
Yep.
So it's like, why are you doing that?
You mean how much in taxes they pay?
Because the people who are doing that don't know that.
Nope. Fuck taxes. Taxation is stuff.
The people who knows. Thank you, Paul Revere. the people that are making these new bills and trying to get different things passed through legislation have no idea because they don't drive through
Middle America
and see people picking strawberries and cotton and picking blueberries and fucking oranges and
farmers.
They don't see farmers because they live in fucking New York or Washington or fucking Seattle and they don't see that shit.
Right.
All they see is concrete and their fucking BMW, and they're going to what the fuck wine they're pairing with their steak they're having today.
Right.
So later on, they can suck the fucking stem cells out of a new baby that they stole from the hospital.
Right.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to ban gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to revoke marriage equality.
Abortion.
They're trying to get rid of abortion. They're trying to tell us that we have to be vaccinated. They're trying to tell us that we have to have all this shit. Now they're blaming monkeypox and homosexuality. It is crazy, dude.
That's fucking crazy.
It's crazy shit that is happening. And our biggest concern for like 2 months was why Will Smith smacked Chris Rock.
Right.
Fuck all that shit. There's a war in Ukraine that's still happening.
Yep.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yep.
What are we doing? Why? What? It's going to come here. China's going to bring it here.
Don't forget about the baby formula shortage.
Oh, there's a baby. Yeah. Tell me about it. I have a baby. I have an infant who still uses that shit.
Yeah, that's what I saw the thing yesterday.
Dude, our friend Cassandra had to
drive. Flying airplanes of baby form. I'm like, I looked at my girlfriend. I go, what fucking country are we living in?
Our friend Cassandra.
It's like we're a third world country.
Our friend Cassandra lives in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
She had to drive to North Carolina to get baby formula.
Yeah.
Wow, how much did she get? Like
not enough. She only got 9 cans, and that shit only lasts like 3 weeks.
Wow.
And you know how much it cost a can of baby formula?
Expensive as hell.
Oh, a can of baby formula is like $30.
$35 for a can of formula.
Yeah. How is that even possible? How is
it's pharmaceuticals, man. It's the bigwigs. It's all these people who own all everything. They own everything.
The rich
get richer. They own it all.
It was on the Congress floor. Voted last week. It was definitely down party lines. We're getting it from Germany because the Democrats actually passed it in Congress. Now the Republicans, with almost 200 people said no to it. 200 Republicans said no to getting aid from the baby formula shortage from Germany. They said no. They don't want it.
Because they don't have kids. They don't fucking know. They're old ass fucking pieces of shit money bags that need to like fly away into the wind as they wither into non-existence.
Sure.
We need to get younger people. But we need people. What the fuck?
But the problem is, what's going on? The problem is these younger ones haven't worked. They don't know what it's like.
We need to get rid of the party system. Like, we need to get rid of all that shit.
Well, I mean, Bernie Sanders is independent.
I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. There's some things that Republicans believe, and there's some things that Democrats that I believe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, then I believe that about them.
You'd be a moderate.
I believe that about them. So
I don't believe what am I? Shit.
You'd be a moderate. You know what I believe? You'd be a moderate.
So it's like, why do you even have that shit? All it does is cause division in the country.
It is.
And all these fucking problems.
Yeah.
They should just get regular people.
Yeah, but look how they vote. They vote down party lines on something like this. Baby from, they voted against it. All the Republicans voted no, and all the Democrats voted yes to get aid for it.
Because that's what they do.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Whenever the Democrats say something, the Republicans say no, and vice versa.
Baby formula for children in their own country.
Yeah.
Don't they realize, like, even though they're fucking 90.
They don't care. Anything that Democrats want to do, Republicans say no, no matter what it is. It could be saying, I want to save the earth. They're like, no. Well, they actually,
but it's
exactly
vice versa, too. Like, it's whatever the Republicans want, the Democrats say no. It's the same shit.
Dude,
it's just a big circle that they go in, and it's just so stupid.
It's a sad state they were in.
And who suffers for it? We do. We got to pay fucking $5 for gas.
Housing is out of control.
$15
for steak. It's actually going down.
It's not.
It's down 10% from
Our landlord did not renew our lease for July.
Yeah, because he wants to sell his fucking house and make a gazillion dollars.
You know what that means? We got to move.
Oh, yeah.
And
me too.
Where are we going to move?
And where the fuck are you going to move?
No rent is going to be high as shit. $3,000 is the cheapest we found for a four-bedroom so far.
Yep,
that's what's going on.
We have to go to California to get a place.
Dude, the little bullshit house next door to me is it's not even 1,100 square feet.
So I'm letting you guys know I'm moving in July.
Too bad, too bad.
To California.
Well, we can do this remote.
That's what I'm saying. Because I will not be able to find a house here.
Is it better in California?
Well, I got better connections out there. If I'm moving, I might as well fucking go where I'm going to make money, man. I'm not making money here. The infrastructure is not here for guys like me. Yeah, if you want to DP a fucking Hallmark movie, that's great. You're going to make money at that.
All the
if you want to be a fucking extra in some fucking thing like that, whatever. Have fucking at it. I want to make movies and fucking make millions. And I'm not going to fucking do it here because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Well, got to do what we got to do, though.
So, yeah, and it sucks, man. I was hoping she'd at least renew our lease for the year. Nope. I knew she wouldn't. I'm like, she's not going to renew it because the market right now is so unstable in her favor.
Right, of course.
That it doesn't make sense to keep us in her house when she can kick us out, spend $2,000, fix the cabinets, and all the shit she wouldn't fix for us for 3 years. Right?
Jeez.
Then re-rent her place out at $3,500 a month.
Yeah. Raise it about a grand.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a sad day. Sad day in this world.
Yeah, man.
But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us at the Killer Collab Podcast.
Hey, have a good day. And hope everything turns out all right. Remember, God loves you.
JR the Lion, Joe Davison, Chris Leto. My name is Tone Deaf from Florida, Tony D. Thank you for joining us at the Killer Collab Podcast. Bye. See you next week.